Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
All I want to share with you is about the quietness of the grave. He died, we say, on Good Friday. They put him in the grave. Did it occur to you that God didn't explain the details of his plan to the disciples? One of the things that will mess you up in your walk with God is if you want details. Any human being that wants details, you won't go far with God. All the apostles, all those people, God never explained the details. All they knew is that our master has died. He is buried. It is finished. They went home crying that they've lost everything. And God kept silent. That's the quietness of the grave. And then while the grave was quiet, the Pharisees and Sanhedrin went about their business as if they have won. Can you imagine their gloating? We told them we are going to deal with them. They've been praying and fasting. Let's see where prayer and fasting we take them to. They were sure they won. Those who thought they won, you will see shame. The grave where they buried Jesus was not shaking. There was no vibration. You won't pass there and hear, whoo, to know that something is happening inside. There was no sign he will rise. No sign God was doing something. But in the quietness of the grave, there was something happening in the other realm. That God is quiet doesn't mean he's not on your case. Am I talking to somebody here today? The grave was not shaking. You didn't see divine activity, but divine silence is not divine inactivity. They thought he was gone. But while they were there, hopeless, a war was going on in another realm for them. Some of you asking God, where are you? There's a war in another realm going on for your case. And on the authority of Jesus, you will have the result. It's quiet, but something is happening. God is not in any way forgetful. So Saturday is the day of silence. Saturday is the day where the world is saying we won. Saturday is the day when darkness is gloating. Saturday is the day when they say go and decay. Saturday is the day when they take a cover and put on your grave. Saturday is the day when they count you out. As far as that concern, case closed. But brothers and sisters, Sunday is coming. I want you to know, you will laugh last. You will mock at the enemy. You will see the glory of God. Don't get discouraged. We are not preaching just to give you hope. We are preaching to give you life. Don't get discouraged. If you are not seeing it, it doesn't mean it's not happening. You will still carry your testimony. Lift your hand and say, Father, I declare my joy is coming now. I speak hope. I speak faith. Amen. I speak inner strength. Amen. I speak the ability to handle whatever life brings. Amen. I speak the capacity to wait until they see change. Amen. Brothers and sisters, he said, all the days of my appointed time shall I wait until my change. Why God chose 3 days, I don't know. But it was the appointed time. He could have done it in 2 days. He could have done it in 1 day. He chose 3. He didn't explain, but it's appointed time. All the days of my appointed time. I don't know the days appointed to you. But all I can guarantee is that your change is coming. Amen. The quietness of the grave ends on Sunday. Satan didn't win in heaven. He didn't win on earth. He didn't win under the earth. He won't win in your life. No matter how it looks like, you will not lose. Everything God does ends in testimonies. It shouldn't be called Good Friday because there was nothing good about stripping a man. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes. And so today, in the name that's above every name, whatever Calvary purchase be given to you.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.